listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I got a future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live, coast to coast. 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Las Vegas. Action-packed pre-Final Four special show hour for you Friday. Why special? We're not messing around. The entire first segment is a deep handicap, Vegas style, on the first game. Entire second segment, the second game. Third segment, it's rare, it's loved. Pick Graffiti. You have a chance to call 11 words or less. Make your number one pick on the Final Four weekend Saturday games. We're joined by the right pros. They know Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. You can't have pros, though, without Joe's. Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And yes, we start on Straight Out of Vegas with the Final Four, which gets going tomorrow in Minneapolis. And we're going to start with the first game, the lone number one seed left in the NCAA tournament. It's Virginia against the 5 seed Auburn. This is a 6:09 p.m. Eastern time tip-off. So, RJ, what does Vegas make of the first matchup with the Cavaliers and the Auburn Tigers?
Yeah, if you listen to Vegas radio, you hear a lot of rundown shows. What does that mean? They get the schedule. They start at the first game. That's the first topic. Then it's the second game. And then you hear the famous, next up, Townsend State hosting Indiana State. And your eyes start to glaze over. But when the games are this big, we get to pull back the curtain and dig in. How does a Brad Powers think about these games? And that's what we're going to do with both of them. Let's start, though. Auburn, Virginia, first game chronologically. Brad, your power ratings. That starts everything. How good are these teams in a vacuum? What should this line be power rating-wise? By the way, it does take into account injury. So given the current state of these teams, what should the line be if there were no other factors but how good they are intrinsically?
I have Virginia by 5.5 in my power ratings right now, RJ.
Okay, and what's the current line?
5.5 or 6. It's kind of split down the middle.
Listen, you might be listening out there, coast to coast, thinking, well, that's a bad thing. That means there's going to be no picks. No, that means, okay, the power ratings are the same or lined up with the spread. That allows us now to look at situations, trends, matchups, etc. So let's start with Virginia. To me, I'm thinking Virginia is the only number one seed ever to lose last year. They were losing this season in round one against the number 16.
At halftime.
Imagine that. What a story that would have been. All the parlay tweets out there. If you would have, I already had one queued up. I did, actually. I actually had someone, had one of our admin look up last year's money line just to make sure I was ready. All right. But here's what we know. Virginia is like a San Antonio in the NBA, which means they usually have very few downturns during the regular season, meaning they play up to potential almost always, which means, one, the coach is great. They've got great character players. But it also means there's not much room above. They don't have that high ceiling. Think about LeBron's Cavs last year. That's the opposite example. They ebbed, they flowed. Golden State this year, highs, lows. You're wondering all the time, are they going to try tonight? You don't have to wonder about that with Virginia. But what ends up happening with teams like that, they tend to underperform in the tournament. Why? Because you look at their whole season and you think, oh my gosh, they haven't lost to anyone except Duke. And then it's like, well, it's because they never have a down night. They never lose motivation. But no one's going to lose motivation in the tournament. So now these other teams might not look as good statistically, but when they're playing their best game, they might be better than Virginia, even though Virginia looks better during the regular season. That's why, would you agree, Brad, consistently Virginia has done better in the regular season than they have in the postseason?
Absolutely, that is the case, RJ. And since 2013, if you're just blindly betting teams against the spread every game, Virginia's in the top two in the country against the number. They have covered Virginia more than 60% of their games if you blindly played them the last 6 years.
And most of those games in the regular season, yep, which is a sign of that consistency. Now, we're not, hey, character-wise, fan-wise, nothing wrong with it. But the question is, have we seen their ceiling the whole year? So this year, they've reached the Final Four. That's much better than last year. Is there some reason this team's different, that they do have a higher ceiling? Virginia.
Offensively, this is the best Virginia we've seen in the last 6 years. All the metrics say it. Specifically from behind the arc, all year long, Virginia, top five in the country as a three-point shooting team. However, RJ, you know.
All right, so let's think about that. So what you're saying is, entering the tournament, if I would have asked you that question, you would have said, I think Virginia has a higher ceiling than usual this year's team because they shoot three so well.
Exactly.
But, and you gave me this stat before, if you look at their loss in the ACC semis, then game one, two, and three of the tournament, so those four games, Virginia has shot
27% from three-point range. That would rank dead last in the entire country for a full season average.
All right, so now all of a sudden a team that's pretty good shooting threes doesn't shoot threes the last four games, not counting the Purdue game, which they shot okay.
Yep.
So then there's two ways to look at it. One way is to say, wow, Virginia's so good. We got 30-plus games, them shooting really well. We got a handful of games, them not shooting well from long distance. I trust 30 games over the handful. Thus, the fact they made it to Final Four without shooting well from three means they're even better than we thought, and I expect them to get back to their normal average. That's one. That's A. Or B is, uh-oh, when you got such a high-intensity coach, sometimes those teams get tight in the biggest games, and the three problem in the last four or five games or so has been about nerves, and oh my gosh, you're going to get more of that during the Final Four. Which of those two do you subscribe to?
The latter, RJ. The eye test says this Virginia team looks like they've been playing tight and with those nerves.
What do you think, Fez?
I agree with Brad, and it's not just the nerves that concerns me. It's just the athleticism of Virginia. You look at their last two games. They get a 12 seed in Oregon, and of course they have to play Purdue. The eye test said both Oregon and Purdue seemingly had the better athletes on the court than the one seed Virginia.
Well, listen, you, by your estimate, at Virginia's low point against Purdue last game, they had about a 15% chance to win.
Yes, big long shot for Virginia to even make the Final Four at that point.
So, Brad, you have the college knowledge. You do the power ratings that are most respected when it comes to Vegas numbers in the colleges. How much have you upgraded Virginia? They've won four games. They've made a Final Four. How much have you upgraded?
I haven't, RJ. I've downgraded Virginia, believe it or not.
What?
Hey, now.
You're saying Virginia wins four games and you think they're worse today than you did entering the tournament?
I do, actually.
How? How can you say that?
Because you can make a strong case that Virginia should be 0-4 against the spread in those four games. That's expectation. They should be 0-4, barely covered against Oklahoma in a home run spot for Virginia. I mean, the Purdue game, if you believe the win probabilities out there, forget covering. They were only 15% chance to win the game straight up.
Yeah, which is what we were saying. Yeah,
and
yeah.
They covered minus four and a half.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying is that though They've won four games. They've fallen far short of expectation.
They have, Virginia.
Okay. All right. Now, let's look at Auburn. I mean, we've said this for a couple days, so I'm going to say it succinctly for you. But I think this is a heck of a theory. Which team doesn't the NCAA want to be their champion? Because their champion is going to get the most attention in the offseason. Well, maybe, possibly, it's the team under federal indictment. I'm not sure about that. So we'll say allegedly or supposedly or somewhat. But a lot of heat from the feds, as they say in Fezzik circle. You know, he runs with some shady characters. Do they say heat from the feds? How do they say? From the fuzz, the feds? How do they say?
The feds.
The feds are... Remember Junior Soprano goes, the feds are up my butt. He goes, so much I can taste Brill cream or something. So a lot of, let's just say this, a lot of federal scrutiny right now. Now, you might say, RJ, come on, what's the NCAA really care? If we were before the tournament, I could totally see being skeptical of this. But let's think about it. What would happen if they didn't want Auburn to do well? They would be underseeded. They'd be poor. They'd be seeded worse than you'd expect. What was the expectation for Auburn's seed?
At worst, a four seed.
The thought was a three, maybe a four for sure.
Yeah, Auburn just won the SEC tournament. Up arrow, big time. Three or four seed at worst.
And they were a five seed.
They were, Auburn.
Then you would think, okay, five seed, but would they necessarily have a tough road to get to this Final Four? This might be the most pedigreed road I've ever heard in my life. Last three wins over...
Over Kentucky, we're starting Elite Eight. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Kansas. The three most blue-blooded programs along with Duke in the entire country.
So they're saying, it's murderer's row, baby. And somehow they've won 1-1. So it's one thing to think, oh, you could see some motivation for the NCAA to make it tough on Auburn. But boy, oh boy, it looks like they were poorly seeded and gave a murderer's row. Fez, if her smoke, what do you think? I mean, would you pause betting Auburn because it seems like the NCAA is against them?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the refs are human beings. In the back of their mind, they're thinking to themselves, you know what? The last thing I want to do is make a bad call in favor of the team Auburn that the NCAA does not want to win the title.
And really effectively, that's what we're talking about are the refs, right? That's the way they could hurt them here.
Yes. And it, like I said, it's just human nature. We talked about how Duke
But you know, I'll tell you this. I don't think, and I've said this about David Stern and all the NBA Game 7 stuff and the idea of you want that home team to win Game 3 so there's more games in the NBA. I think that if you have a really smart basketball guy, you can look at Auburn, you can look at Virginia, and say this type of ref is going to be good for Auburn. So I don't think it's so much the refs are trying. Now, some people are going to be even beyond the conspiracy and say the refs are trying to, you know, it's fixed, whatever, right? I'm not sure I believe that. But Brad, give me the type of team ref that would be favorable for Virginia.
Oh, they're going to allow Virginia to be physical. Virginia's
So in general, you want a ref that doesn't call as many fouls.
Exactly. Swallows his whistle.
My gut feeling is, if history's any indication here, if you dig into these referees, you're going to see referees that like physical play. And to me, if that... And maybe we should take a gander and see if we can, during the break, get some numbers on these refs. Have they been announced yet? Do we know?
I have not seen it.
All right. We'll look into if it's been announced yet, but I'm going to make a prediction. These are going to be low volume call refs, and that's advantage Virginia.
I agree. That would make sense.
All right. So, guys, in our last segment, right before 7 o'clock, I'm giving my best bet. Brad's giving his best bet this weekend. So is Fez. Jonas may or may not for fading purposes. We'll talk about that. But I think we've done a really good breakdown of Auburn, Virginia. When we come back, same thing, same deep dive, Michigan State, Texas Tech. And oh, by the way, pick graffiti, bottom of the hour.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we will take a look at the second of two Final Four games on Saturday.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. This is true, guys. Check the tape. Right now on the Strip, for the third straight day, it's 77 degrees. 3 days in a row, lucky 77. The neon is pumping. By the way, a little research from the Vegas team here. There's 10 officials that are in a pool for the three games, two on Saturday, one on Monday. There's a fellow named who's going to select?
J.D. Collins.
J.D. Who is J.D. Collins?
Exactly. That was my thought process.
Okay. I'm making a prediction, 200 stations, coast to coast, to the world. Virginia, Auburn, that game is not going to be called tight. It is going to be physical. At some point, you're going to hear the announcer say, "Boy, they're letting them play today, Fred." Or whoever's announcing. Who's announced?
Jim Nance, Bill Raftery, and Grant Hill.
All right. They'll say Jim. Yeah. They go, "Jim, they're letting the boys play today." Prediction. Prediction. And if you hear that, you'll know, poor Auburn. Poor Auburn. And you might think I'm joking or we're having fun. Fezzik, this is a professional batter. This is one of the best professional batters in the world.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. I'm known all over the f-ing world.
It's true. And you won't bet Auburn.
Because
of that conspiracy theory, because of the possibility the NCAA putting the thumb on the scale, you won't consider betting Auburn.
Exactly. And I want to bet against Virginia, but I will not bet Auburn here.
Guys, the second of the two Final Four games on Saturday night will see Michigan State and Texas Tech from Minneapolis. And right now on pregame.com, Michigan State is a 2.5-point favorite.
You know, I hate when there's a old wise tale that we disprove, because then I can't talk about it anymore. So, Brad, if we were doing before our recent research and talking about this game, what would you have led with?
Experience factor. Are you kidding me, RJ? Tom Izzo, this is his eighth Final Four as a head coach.
You know what we can do?
Yeah.
We've got a guest to do that take. We'll have Haystack Hank give the take we would have given, because Haystack doesn't have the internet, so he won't get this research.
Go. Are you kidding me, Tom? Every time I turn around, I wake up from my nap on the hay bale each and every day. I seem to recall in April, Tom Izzo seems to be in the Final Four all the time. These other guys, who Chris Beard? I don't know who that is. Tony Bennett? I thought he was a singer. You know, San Francisco, My Love, or something like that. I thought that was a singer. And this guy, Bruce Pearl, I thought he was that ESPN guy a couple years ago. Tom Izzo? Give me Tom Izzo. All the Final Four? Lay it with Sparty here.
You know, Haystack started slow that time, but he came on. It was all right. So that would have been the take, right? Well, pregame.com research, Mackie headed this one up. This is pretty amazing. We created four categories of coaches since 2009 when it comes to experience in the Final Four. Category one, zero games. So in this case, we have three coaches, as Haystack mentioned, zero Final Four games. Category two, one or two games. You've been there, but not much. Category three, 3-9. So these are like experience. Izzo falls in. Then you've got the monsters, 10 or more games in the Final Four. You know, Roy Williams.
Coach K.
There's only a handful.
Yep.
Now you would think, oh, well, those experienced coaches would do so much better. Check this out. In the semifinals, so that's what Saturday's games are. Category one, the least experience, 6-4-1 against the spread. Category two, 4-3 against the spread. So if you add up the two least experienced groups, 10-7-1 against the spread. Category three, more experience, 3-3 against the spread. Category four, 6-9-1. So if you take the two least experienced categories, 10-7-1, the two most experienced, 9-12-1. So one is three games above 500, the other is three games below 500, the experienced category. How could that be? I'll tell you how. If you have a whole week leading up to these games and one coach has a ton of experience, Izzo, and another coach, the opposing coach, has little to no experience, that's a big conversation. That's what Haystack leads with. That's what Haystack's betting off of. I think this is built into the number, typically, if not a premium for experience. Fez, now the sample size isn't huge, but boy, oh boy, it's hard to make the case with these numbers that, oh, you got to go with the experience.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it just comes down to a point spread tax that you've got these teams that the public recognizes that they see in that Final Four.
And those
again
coaches
and again
that they recognize from the press conferences, et cetera.
So Duke, instead of being -5, becomes -6.5 because of that circumstance.
So, Brad, in this game, the spread in your power rankings, though, are pretty lined up.
They are. I have Michigan State a little bit more than 2, like 2.1, 2.2-ish, RJ.
So, and the line right now?
Michigan State, 2.5-point favorite.
Okay, so could this be that Chris Beard is getting so much attention? It just got AP Coach of the Year, if I saw correctly, right?
Yep.
That maybe the sense is that what we see is being an experienced Final Four coach matters. But what the public's thinking is it's not about experience in the Final Four. It's just how good's the coach. And wouldn't we say right now, Chris Beard, like if you asked Haystack who the best coaches are, isn't Beard up and be like, you know who's emerging? Chris Beard. You know, that kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
I think that'd be the case. Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we have a rare situation, whereas typically experience in the Final Four is expensive, that if it's being talked about, but it's not really experience that people are betting. It's they're betting the big name coaches. They're betting the coaches that they think are really good. Like if Popovich decided to coach college and made the Final Four, would he be bet? Or would they say, oh, zero Final Four appearances for Popovich? So I think in general, it's more, we're thinking Final Four experience. The public is thinking how good the coaches are, and it strikes me the Beard story has been so dominant in the NCAA tournament that if you said who's better, Izzo or Beard, wouldn't most casual fans would probably say, ah, both are really, really good.
I think that you could definitely say that, RJ.
But now the question is the lack of Final Four experience for Beard a big negative? Even though he is a great coach, even great coaches struggle in new situations. I think we saw it with McVay in the Super Bowl this year.
We did. And what worries me is Beard doesn't have much experience at the Division I level outside of, you know, Texas Tech, who that Texas Tech program never made when he was assistant coach of Final Four. This is a guy, Chris Beard, that was at Angelo State 3 years ago, and now he's in the Final Four. So I do think it's a big question mark.
All right, guys, in about 5 minutes, we're going to do pick graffiti. Now, what is that? It's one of our most popular segments, but we rarely do it. It's like going to a sushi place if you're not a sushi eater. Maybe occasionally that's how pick graffiti is. What is it? You call in and you make your case in 11 words or less. 11 words or less why you like a pick. And we've got Jonas and the call screeners listening, saying, no, thank you, not good enough, goodbye. And then if you're really good, though, it's like, okay, hold on. So here's the number, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. Call now, 11 words or less, what is your top pick? I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Okay, Brad. What's the second factor? So just to kind of recap, because that was a complex concept. In general, you pay too much for the superior coach in the Final Four. But with the case of Beard, there isn't a sense that he's inferior to Izzo, even though in an area I think is super important, Final Four coaching experience, he is inferior. Thus, you may be able to get that experience without paying a premium with Michigan State in this game.
I think that's absolutely the case here because, I mean, in most cases, you would think Michigan State would be laying three. My other factor, RJ, is you look at who's Texas Tech has struggled with. Elite point guards. And Michigan State has not just an elite point guard, but arguably the best point guard in college basketball right now, Cassius Winston. Don't believe me? Ask Duke and Coach K, who said those players for Duke and Coach K in the postgame said, hey, Cassius Winston for Michigan State, the best guard we played against all season.
If you want your pick to be heard across the country, hundreds of thousands of people, now's the time. Call now, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. We're going to take a one-minute news update and come back with Pick Graffiti.
That's coming up next, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Beyer.
Fernando Tatis Jr. has just hit a two-run home run for the Padres. They've extended their lead on the Cardinals 5-2 in the seventh inning. That two-run shot was part of a three-run seventh after St. Louis tied it in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Dodgers continue to hit home runs. They've homered in all eight games so far this season, including today at Coors Field in Denver. They lead the Rockies 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Russell Martin, Max Muncy, and Cody Bellinger, who hit his sixth home run, have all gone yard for the Dodgers. The Rays lead the Giants 4-0 in the seventh, while the White Sox beat the Mariners today by a count of 10-8. At the Valero Texas Open, Siwoo Kim has the lead at 12-under par as he just aced the par 3 16th hole to extend his lead to four shots over a group that includes Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler. The Browns and defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence are reportedly close to terms on a new long-term contract. This, according to ProFootballTalk.com, while TMZ reports the home of Rams head coach Sean McVay was burglarized last night in Los Angeles, where three thieves took more than $20,000 in jewelry and purses from the McVay home. In college hoops, Duke Zion Williamson named the AP Men's College Basketball Player of the Year today, garnering 59 out of a possible 64 votes. And the Fort Worth Star-Telegram says that we should know by the end of the day whether Jamie Dixon stays as the head coach at TCU or takes the job at UCLA. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in 15 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin on the Final Four this upcoming weekend. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
It's rare. It's potentially dangerous. It's without a net. Listen, I don't trust callers. I'll be honest. That's why we keep to 11 words or less. And let me tell you something, Jonas, if you guys don't think there's anyone worthy, I'll tell a story about my high school prom. We can fill this time, no problem. One more time, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. Pick Graffiti. Make a pick in either of Saturday games, 11 words or less. Jonas, we got anybody worthy?
We do. Well, we think we do. Nick is in Washington on Fox Sports Radio. Nick, you're on Pick Graffiti. Make it good.
Auburn, because I've been hammering them all tournament long.
Oh, now that's dangerous. See, the theory is, and this, if anything, Nick did a great job of teaching us what not to do. Thank you, Nick, because that's what human beings do, right? Brad, you're single.
Yep.
If you went to a bar, there was a bar called the Double, well, there still is a bar called the Double Down, and listen, I did okay in my day. Silver tongue, let's be honest. But, I mean, you know, I'll kick the coverage. But no superstar. No one's writing books, okay? There was one bar, the Double Down, when I was single. Went to, and I was like 4 out of 6 of extending the night, we'll call it. Now, if I'm thinking about, you know, what bar do I go to? Am I thinking, you know, it's a small sample size? No, I'm going back to the Double Down, right?
That's exactly how it works.
Okay, or if you wear a shirt and you go two in a row.
Certain cologne.
Exactly, whatever, right? So if you're betting on Auburn and they're cashing and cashing and cashing, you keep betting Auburn. Well, that's why they're expensive. And you don't want to bet them. Jonas, I just saw you laugh as hard as I've ever seen you laugh. What was that about?
Just the old Brad's cologne move.
Oh, I mean, listen.
People can relate to that. I can relate to that. I'll tell you. Like, if you've got two pitches in your repertoire and one gets everybody out, why switch up? You know, don't
hey,
go off speed.
Rivera's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
That's right.
We got anyone else?
We do. Daryl is in Indiana listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Daryl, you're on Straight Out of Vegas. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Bruce Pearl. Division two, do your homework, check his record.
So this isn't even a pick. This is a homework assignment. So in Division two, check his record.
He won a championship in Division two.
Oh. I mean. So what we're saying is we're thinking Pearl, inexperienced, but really in these tournament-type settings, he's excelled just at a lower level.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Brad?
It doesn't translate. I mean, with each level that you go up, it just doesn't translate as much, I don't think, RJ.
Yeah, I hear you. But I do think tournaments are tournaments. Now, Division II, do they have the same type of win, what? Oh, okay. I'm going to give that a nice...
Bruce Pearl's been pretty good consistently at Wisconsin, Milwaukee when he was there, at Tennessee when he was there. I mean, his teams have routinely advanced far in the tournament.
First off, I love the way the guys... speak robotically because they're counting their words. I mean, it makes me so happy because we know we got them under control. And then I can't remember if it was the first or second caller. He said, "Hello, sirs," or whatever. He had it so succinct. He could do a greeting and stay under the 11. I'm going to let you decide, Jonas. Do we take a shot with one more?
Yeah, let's go to Tripp, who's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tripp, you're on Straight Out of Vegas. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Auburn covers... Why? Three-point shooting, overall athleticism, and depth advantage against Virginia.
Okay. See, even that's great. Even when they stumble a little, they take a breath. They don't keep mumbling because they know they only have 11 words. This we should try to trademark this or somehow get a patent on this. Fez, what's been the eye test with you and Auburn?
Well, my concern is that depth took a big hit with Okiki going out. He was basically in the top three.
Oh, you've been waiting to say Okiki.
I like saying
it took
that.
You, I mean, during the production meeting, it took you like four tries to get Okiki right.
In every leading category, he ranks first, second, or third for Auburn, less depth for Auburn from that.
Good point, Fez. Jones, you're the boss of Pit Graffiti.
Well, let's go to the site, all right? Let's go to the site of the Final Four. Let's go to Minneapolis where Cade is listening on Fox Sports Radio. Cade, what do you got?
Texas Tech plus three. They're undervalued. Not getting enough credit for their last three wins.
Okay, that's interesting. So your power ratings are just lined up. Who's Tech beat?
They beat in Buffalo, who they crushed. They beat.
And remember, Buffalo, a lot of sharps liked Buffalo in that game.
They did. We liked Michigan, or at least I did in that game against Texas Tech. Texas Tech crushes them. And then in the last game, I again like Gonzaga. Texas Tech crushes Gonzaga in that one, or at least crushes the spread.
Yeah, you got to think about it. You had Gonzaga as good as anyone.
I did.
All right. I got to tell you guys, we've never had a bad pick, Graffiti. I mean, thank you, LA, for the good filtering. I'm going to, you know, you never want to end on a bad note. George Costanza taught us that. So we had a good one there. And whenever there's big, big games, it's what we'll have. Now, all that was fun. When we come back, RJ's best bet, Brad's best bet, Fezzik's best bet, and maybe Jonas has a bet to fade.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we will take a look at the second of two Final Four games on Saturday.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. This is true, guys. Check the tape. Right now on the Strip, for the third straight day, it's 77 degrees. 3 days in a row, lucky 77. The neon is pumping. By the way, a little research from the Vegas team here. There's 10 officials. They're that are in a pool for the three games, two on Saturday, one on Monday. There's a fellow named who's going to select?
J.D. Collins.
J.D. Who is J.D. Collins?
Exactly. That was my thought process.
Okay. I'm making a prediction, 200 stations, coast to coast, to the world. Virginia, Auburn, that game is not going to be called tight. It is going to be physical. At some point, you're going to hear the announcer say, boy, they're letting them play today, Fred. Or whoever's announcing. Who's announced?
Jim Nantz, Bill Raftery, and Grant Hill.
All right. They'll say Jim. Yeah. Go, Jim, they're letting the boys play today. Prediction. Prediction. And if you hear that, you'll know, poor Auburn. Poor Auburn. And you might think I'm joking or we're having fun. Fezzik, this is a professional batter. This is one of the best professional batters in the world.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. I'm known all over the f-ing world.
It's true. And you won't bet Auburn.
Because
of that conspiracy theory, because of the possibility the NCAA putting the thumb on the scale, you won't consider betting Auburn.
Exactly. And I want to bet against Virginia, but I will not bet Auburn here.
Guys, the second of the two Final Four games on Saturday night will see Michigan State and Texas Tech from Minneapolis. And right now on pregame.com, Michigan State is a 2.5-point favorite.
You know, I hate when there's a old wise tale that we disprove, because then I can't talk about it anymore. So, Brad, if we were doing before our recent research and talking about this game, what would you have led with?
Experience factor. Are you kidding me, RJ? Tom Izzo, this is his 8th Final Four as a head coach.
No, actually, you know what we can do?
Yeah.
We've got a guest to do that take. We'll have Haystack Hank give the take we would have given, because Haystack doesn't have the internet, so he won't get this research.
Are you kidding me, Tom? Every time I turn around, I wake up from my nap on the hay bale each and every day. I seem to recall in April, Tom Izzo seems to be in the Final Four all the time. These other guys, Chris Beard, I don't know who that is. Tony Bennett, I thought he was a singer, San Francisco, My Love or something like that. I thought that was a singer. And this guy, Bruce Pearl, I thought he was that ESPN guy a couple years ago. Tom Izzo? Give me Tom Izzo. All the Final Four? Lay it with Sparty here.
You know, Haystack started slow that time, but he came on. It was all right. So that would have been the take, right? Well, pregame.com research, Mackie headed this one up. This is pretty amazing. We created four categories of coaches since 2009 when it comes to experience in the Final Four. Category one, 0 games. So in this case, we have three coaches, as Haystack mentioned, 0 Final Four games. Category two, 1 or 2 games. You've been there, but not much. Category three, 3 to 9. So these are like experience. Izzo falls in. Then you've got the monsters, 10 or more games in the Final Four. You know, Roy Williams.
Coach K.
There's only a handful.
Yep.
Now you would think, oh, well, those experienced coaches would do so much better. Check this out. In the semifinals, so that's what Saturday's games are. Category one, the least experience, 6-4-1 against the spread. Category two, 4-3 against the spread. So if you add up the two least experienced groups, 10-7-1 against the spread. Category three, more experience, 3-3 against the spread. Category four, 6-9-1. So if you take the two least experienced categories, 10-7-1, the two most experienced, 9-12-1. So one is 3 games above 500, the other is 3 games below 500, the experienced category. How could that be? I'll tell you how. If you have a whole week leading up to these games and one coach has a ton of experience, Izzo, and another coach, the opposing coach, has little to no experience, that's a big conversation. That's what Haystack leads with. That's what Haystack's betting off of. I think this is built into the number typically, if not a premium for experience. Fez, now the sample size isn't huge, but boy, oh boy, it's hard to make the case with these numbers that, oh, you got to go with the experience.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it just comes down to a point spread tax that you've got these teams that the public recognizes that they see in that Final Four
and those
again
coaches
and again
that they recognize from the press conferences, etc.
So Duke, instead of being -5, becomes -6.5 because of that circumstance.
So Brad, in this game, the spread in your power rankings, though, are pretty lined up.
They are. I have Michigan State a little bit more than 2, like 2.1, 2.2-ish, RJ.
So, and the line right now?
Michigan State, 2.5-point favorite.
Okay, so could this be that Chris Beard is getting so much attention? Just got AP Coach of the Year, if I saw correctly, right?
Yep.
That maybe the sense is that what we see is being an experienced Final Four coach matters. But what the public's thinking is, it's not about experience in the Final Four. It's just how good's the coach. And wouldn't we say right now, Chris Beard, like if you asked Haystack who the best coaches are, isn't Beard up and be like, you know who's emerging? Chris Beard. You know, that kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
I think that'd be the case. Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we have a rare situation, whereas typically experience in the Final Four is expensive, that if it's being talked about, but it's not really experience that people are betting. It's they're betting the big name coaches. They're betting the coaches that they think are really good. Like if Popovich decided to coach college and made the Final Four, would he be bet? Or would they say, oh, 0 Final Four appearances for Popovich? So I think in general, it's more worth thinking Final Four experience. The public is thinking how good the coaches are, and it strikes me the Beard story has been so dominant in the NCAA tournament that if you said who's better, Izzo or Beard, wouldn't most casual fans would probably say, ah, both are really, really good.
I think that you could definitely say that, RJ.
But now the question is the lack of Final Four experience for Beard a big negative? Even though he is a great coach, even great coaches struggle in new situations. I think we saw it with McVay in the Super Bowl this year.
We did. And what worries me is Beard doesn't have much experience at the Division I level outside of, you know, Texas Tech, who that Texas Tech program never made when he was assistant coach of Final Four. This is a guy, Chris Beard, that was at Angelo State 3 years ago, and now he's in the Final Four. So I do think it's a big question mark.
All right, guys, in about 5 minutes, we're going to do pick graffiti. Now, what is that? It's one of our most popular segments, but we rarely do it. It's like going to a sushi place if you're not a sushi eater. Maybe occasionally that's how pick graffiti is. What is it? You call in and you make your case in 11 words or less. 11 words or less why you like a pick. And we've got Jonas and the call screeners listening saying, no, thank you. Not good enough. Goodbye. And then if you're really good, though, it's like, okay, hold on. So here's the number, 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Call now, 11 words or less. What is your top pick? I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Okay, Brad, what's the second factor? So just to kind of recap, because that was a complex concept. In general, you pay too much for the superior coach in the Final Four. But with the case of Beard, there isn't a sense that he's inferior to Izzo, even though in an area I think is super important, Final Four coaching experience, he is inferior. Thus, you may be able to get that experience without paying a premium with Michigan State in this game.
I think that's absolutely the case here because, I mean, in most cases, you would think Michigan State would be laying 3. My other factor, RJ, is you look at who Texas Tech has struggled with, elite point guards. And Michigan State has not just an elite point guard, but arguably the best point guard in college basketball right now, Cassius Winston. Don't believe me? Ask Duke and Coach K, who said those players for Duke and Coach K in the postgame said, hey, Cassius Winston for Michigan State, the best guard we played against all season.
If you want your pick to be heard, across the country, hundreds of thousands of people. Now's the time. Call now, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. We're going to take a one-minute news update and come back with Pick Graffiti.
That's coming up next, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Byer.
Fernando Tatis Jr. has just hit a two-run home run for the Padres. They've extended their lead on the Cardinals 5-2 in the seventh inning. That two-run shot was part of a three-run seventh after St. Louis tied it in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Dodgers continue to hit home runs. They've homered in all eight games so far this season, including today at Coors Field in Denver. They lead the Rockies 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Russell Martin, Max Muncy, and Cody Bellinger, who hit his sixth home run, have all gone yard for the Dodgers. The Rays lead the Giants 4-0 in the seventh, while the White Sox beat the Mariners today by a count of 10-8. At the Valero Texas Open, Siwoo Kim has the lead at 12 under par as he just aced the par 3 16th hole to extend his lead to four shots over a group that includes Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler. The Browns and defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence are reportedly close to terms on a new long-term contract. This, according to ProFootballTalk.com, while TMZ reports the home of Rams head coach Sean McVay was burglarized last night in Los Angeles, where three thieves took more than $20,000 in jewelry and purses from the McVay home. In college hoops, Duke Zion Williamson named the AP Men's College Basketball Player of the Year today, garnering 59 out of a possible 64 votes. And the Fort Worth Star-Telegram says that we should know by the end of the day whether Jamie Dixon stays as the head coach at TCU or takes the job at UCLA. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in 15 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin on the Final Four this upcoming weekend. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
It's rare. It's potentially dangerous. It's without a net. Listen, I don't trust callers. I'll be honest. That's why we keep to 11 words or less. And let me tell you something, Jonas, if you guys don't think there's anyone worthy, I'll tell a story about my high school prom. We can fill this time, no problem. One more time, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. Pick Graffiti. Make a pick in either of Saturday games, 11 words or less. Jonas, we got anybody worthy?
We do. Well, we think we do. Nick is in Washington on Fox Sports Radio. Nick, you're on Pick Graffiti. Make it good.
Auburn, because I've been hammering them all tournament long.
Oh, now that's dangerous. See, the theory is, and this, if anything, Nick did a great job of teaching us what not to do. Thank you, Nick, because that's what human beings do, right? Brad, you're single.
Yep.
If you went to a bar, there was a bar called the Double, well, there still is a bar called the Double Down, and listen, I did okay in my day. Silver tongue, let's be honest. But, I mean, you know, I'll kick the coverage. But no superstar. No one's writing books, okay? There was one bar, the Double Down, when I was single. Went to, and I was like 4 out of 6 of extending the night, we'll call it. Now, if I'm thinking about, you know, what bar do I go to? Am I thinking, you know, it's a small sample size? No, I'm going back to the Double Down, right?
That's exactly how it works.
Okay, or if you wear a shirt and you go two in a row.
Certain cologne.
Exactly, whatever, right? So if you're betting on Auburn and they're cashing and cashing and cashing, you keep betting Auburn. Well, that's why they're expensive. And you don't want to bet them. Jonas, I just saw you laugh as hard as I've ever seen you laugh. What was that about?
Just the old Brad's cologne move.
Oh, I mean, listen.
People can relate to that. I can relate to that. I'll tell you. Like, if you've got two pitches in your repertoire and one gets everybody out, why switch up? You know, don't go off speed.
Rivera's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
That's right.
We got anyone else?
We do. Daryl is in Indiana listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Daryl, you're on Straight Out of Vegas. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Bruce Pearl, Division II, do your homework, check his record.
So this isn't even a pick. This is a homework assignment. So in Division II, check his record.
He won a championship in Division II.
Oh, I mean. So what we're saying is we're thinking Pearl, inexperienced, but really in these tournament-type settings, he's excelled just at a lower level.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Brad?
it doesn't translate. I mean, with each level that you go up, it just doesn't translate as much, I don't think, RJ.
Yeah, I hear you. But I do think tournaments are tournaments. Now, Division II, do they have the same type of win, what? Oh, okay. I'm going to give that a
and
nice...
And Bruce Pearl's been pretty good consistently at Wisconsin, Milwaukee when he was there, at Tennessee when he was there. I mean, his teams have routinely advanced far in the tournament.
First off, I love the way the guys speak robotically because they're counting their words. I mean, it makes me so happy because we know we got them under control. And then I can't remember if it was the first or second caller. He said, hello, sirs, or whatever. He had it so succinct. He could do a greeting and stay under the 11. I'm going to let you decide, Jonas. Do we take a shot with one more?
Yeah, let's go to Tripp, who's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tripp, you're on Straight Out of Vegas. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Auburn covers. Why? Three-point shooting, overall athleticism, and depth advantage against Virginia.
Okay. See, even that's great. Even when they stumble a little, they take a breath. They don't keep mumbling because they know they only have 11 words. This, we should try to trademark this or somehow get a patent on this. Fez, what's been the eye test with you and Auburn?
Well, my concern is that depth took a big hit with Okiki going out. He was basically in the top three.
Oh, you've been waiting to say Okiki.
I like saying
it took
that.
You, I mean, during the production meeting, it took you like four tries to get Okiki right.
In every leading category, he ranks first, second, or third for Auburn, less depth for Auburn from that.
Good point, Fez. Jones, you're the boss of Pit Graffiti.
Well, let's go to the site, all right? Let's go to the site of the Final Four. Let's go to Minneapolis where Cade is listening on Fox Sports Radio. Cade, what do you got?
Texas Tech plus three. They're undervalued. Not getting enough credit for their last three wins.
Okay, that's interesting. So your power ratings are just lined up. Who's Tech beat?
They beaten Buffalo, who they crushed. They beat.
And remember, Buffalo, a lot of sharps like Buffalo in that game.
They did. We liked Michigan, or at least I did in that game against Texas Tech. Texas Tech crushes them. And then in the last game, I again like Gonzaga. Texas Tech crushes Gonzaga in that one, or at least crushes the spread.
Yeah, you got to think about it. You had Gonzaga as good as anyone.
I did.
All right. I got to tell you guys, we've never had a bad pick graffiti. I mean, thank you, LA, for the good filtering. I'm going to, you know, you never want to end on a bad note. George Costanza taught us that. So we had a good one there. And whenever there's big, big games, it's what we'll have. Now, all that was fun. When we come back, RJ's best bet, Brad's best bet, Fezzik's best bet, and maybe Jonas has a bet to fade.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.